Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen with Sexy Time. She's on the way in just a minute.
Endure the humility of one of those store-bought costumes.
Oh, yes.
And sort of looks like Spider-Man if he'd have been in a hospital. You know, because
the tie in the back. Yeah.
And it's always one of those... What are you supposed to be? Costumes, you know. They open the door, trick or treat. What are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
Supposed to be Spider-Man. Yeah. And the mask has always been in. It's like Spider-Man if he'd been in an accident, went through a windshield of a car. I've been sick. What age did you guys stop trick or treating? Obviously, there's signs. I mean, you know, that you're a little too old to be trick or treating. I mean, when you no longer need a fake beard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't go to more than 6 or 8 houses without having a smoke break.
Yeah.
You know, you go up and you ask for treats that have a lot of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Sure. Yeah. Or you drive to each house.
Yeah. You go to neighborhood in your own car.
Yeah.
You
know? Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold at the sidekick chair.
Hello.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Manning the track phone hotline, hot phone. I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Speaking of hot, we're going to hook up with Allie Breen. She's a sexy lady. That's why she's the host of Sexy Time.
Well, there she is right there.
She heard everything you just said.
I didn't know she was on the screen.
I did. I heard it all.
Sue him.
Allie, where on earth are you?
You'll never get this one. I'm in Stamford, Connecticut. I'm doing an industrial commercial about sexual harassment.
Okay.
Well, it looks like you're doing something about radiation.
I know. I don't know how to get the lighting right in this room. I feel like the Phantom of the Opera.
You're very red, but you look lovely as always.
Yeah.
So is this an acting gig?
It's an acting gig. Yeah, they have these commercials that are just for companies. You know, they do it within a company. They show them. So I'm doing one of those.
Yeah, I know. They make me watch them all the time around here. It's getting very exhausting.
Now, are you the one being harassed in the video?
One of many people being harassed in the video. Yeah.
Okay, well,
it's
that's interesting.
Light harassment. They just say something inappropriate. And then I think people get tested as to what level or if it's actually an appropriate or inappropriate.
Yeah, we genuinely have to do it every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys have to do that?
Yeah.
But you're being on
this. You guys fail every year?
I was just going to say.
Hey, Jared, what she said? She's funny. Turn her off.
Being on this show, Allie, may be by definition sexual harassment. Before we get to your segment in which people can write Allie, by the way, it's A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N, Allie Breen. Tell us your love troubles. Allie, we were talking about earlier today. How did we get to this? Oh, we were talking about Randy Johnson, the famous baseball pitcher, who is now an excellent photographer, by the way, and he's photographing NFL games. But with a name like Randy Johnson, and you may not know this, but his nickname was The Big Unit. And, of course, Randy being slang for horny in the UK and Johnson being universally recognized as a reference to the male member. We were just pleased that Mr. Johnson chose not to go into a career in pornography. But once we got onto that topic, I got this letter. Dear Bob and Tom Show, the first porn I ever saw was at a friend of mine's house. He found an 8mm film of his dad's. We set up the projector, didn't have a screen. We watched it on the front of a big white refrigerator. To this day, I get a little turned on, a warm feeling when I see a Frigidaire.
Oh, wow.
That's called imprinting. So for the rest of his life, he walks in and sees a white fridge. He thinks of that porn. Wow. Okay. Now, Allie, I know.
Thank God people mostly have chrome fridges at this point or whatever that silver color is.
Well, yeah. Chick was saying, interestingly enough, that you're having trouble finding a metal refrigerator that you can put the magnets on.
I found one, but it was a 3 or 4 car finagle. I can call finagle. I can tell you that.
Pretty liberal with the phrase, interestingly enough.
Josh, I'll explain how radio works. The idea here is
to be interesting. Yeah,
to be interesting, right. And I think so it's fascinating that you
that ship has sailed.
See, Allie had brought up the fact that most refrigerators now are, stainless steel. What is yours? Do you have that?
I have stainless steel.
Like 70P green?
No, stainless steel. Okay, yeah.
Okay. Well, Allie, let's get to our letters and get Josh interested.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend has peed the bed twice when he stayed over my place. Oh. We drank a lot the first time and it was kind of funny, but the second time was just straight up no reason pee. Also, I had to clean up both times after him. Now I'm mad at him, but I'm worried about fighting with him because my friend told me it would be shaming him. What should I do?
Okay, now we happen to have a couple people in the room who, and I'm not trying to be mean here, but no, both...
I'd hate to see if you try.
Yeah, no kidding.
both Josh and Pat have suffered... What's the technical word for this?
Nocturnal enuresis.
Nocturnal.
Yeah, I was a bedwetter. Oh. Yeah. And
until when?
Well, on a regular basis last until... Week. Boy, I honestly don't remember maybe 10, 11, somewhere around there, but mm-hmm. It has happened to me as an adult. And mostly when drinking. It's only happened a handful of times. But once was with a girl and like a one-night stand, and I had to... But I stayed and cleaned.
Okay.
I did her laundry.
So this guy, this may be a medical issue, so I think she should address it in the sort of most sober kind of nice way and go, hey, by the way, I was reading about this. You may want to look into it.
She should talk to him. Yeah, there's no reason to get mad at him.
You can get mad at him for not wanting to clean it up, though. I think that's fair. Yeah. Like, there's no point in acting like it didn't happen. You're like, hey, this happens. I understand. But, like, don't just expect me to take care of it because I'm not your mommy.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, you're not seven.
By the way,
you had a nightmare.
By the way, you about not wanting to be somebody's mommy?
Excuse me.
I don't know if they have a thing about it or not.
Just now, there's a truck driver somewhere. When you said, I'm not your mommy, has to pull over.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. And take care of business. That was very sexy. I don't know, Allie, what do you think?
I'm with Jessica on this. She shouldn't get mad at him, but I think she should be like, hey, stay and clean this up if you're going to do this. Consistently, it's probably your issue.
I would imagine a talk with a medical professional would be in order. I don't know anything about this, but
if he doesn't offer to help clean, then you can shame him after that.
Okay. just know that typically shaming him will cause him to do it more often.
Mm-hmm.
And she could just make the bed with like those Gallagher tarps used to put over crowds. Just put full plastic on the bed.
There are plastic
Big Daddy,
sheets.
He puts down newspapers for the kid that keeps peeing the bed.
Again, none of this will help. I would recommend a medical professional, frankly.
Get him a diaper with the Transformers on there. That could be
that's
fun.
That's cool, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those pull-ups.
Mm-hmm. Do they make cool adult diapers with, like, logos and stuff?
Oh, like your favorite team logo? That'd be fun.
I'm serious.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, adult diapers are funny until you need them.
Right.
I'm not there
yet. Well, people would actually wear those two games, I bet.
Yeah.
So that they could pregame without going. You'd have a bunch of guys wearing, Cowboys diapers all day.
Right.
That's true. They wouldn't have to get up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, it's a Pacers diaper, but in another way, it's a Piston diaper.
Piston shorts. Allie, I can bring Willie into this. He probably doesn't remember this, but I am of the age in which I had children when they, in sort of the era they invented the swimming diaper. In other words, they were special diapers designed to go in the pool.
That seems impossible.
Well, no, but it was a really cool design, because prior to that, if a kid went to a swimming pool in a diaper, it would kind of blow up. So this company developed these diapers designed to be for little kids to go swimming. But in the beginning, and I'm sure someone out there remembers this, they were all the same. It was a two-tone. So it looked like you had this swim team of 2-year-olds all wearing identical.
Oh,
all wearing these identical diapers running around the pool. Hilarious. they now have several brands.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's get back to it. Allie Breen, it's sexy time. What else you got?
Dear Allie, I recently had a colonoscopy. The nurse had striking gravitas and was very generous and kind and so easy and fun to talk to. Very cute and age appropriate. Is it okay to go back and ask her to coffee?
Sure.
Yeah, why not? Are I kind of don't know what the term striking gravitas means, but...
Means professional, spoke with...
No, I think performed with... Perform the colonoscopy with gravitas is what I would think.
That's how you would want it to be.
Yeah, but you don't want the guy going, okay, the airplane's coming toward the hangar. Meow, 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 boop, got it in the hole.
What now, about if you say, oh, yeah, while she's doing that? Is that a problem? Or?
Are you going to do this the mature way and just go back to the hospital? Or are you going to do this like if it were Joey from Friends and break your back or get another injury so you can go back and get the same nurse?
Oh,
what's your plan
go.
Here,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah,
that's my question.
Go ask her for coffee. Yeah, you have every... Yeah, do it.
Go back. I know what you should do. You've had a colonoscopy, right, Josh?
Yeah.
And they give you the photographs?
Right.
Go back there and ask her if she can give you some wallet size and then give her one.
That's kind of funny. And then give her one. All right, I would just...
They give you pictures of your colonoscopy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign it for.
Wow.
Now they're digital, but...
Right.
Yeah, but you have to pay for them. Otherwise, there's a little watermark on there, and it just looks terrible.
Yeah.
I took mine to FedEx, and they blew them up for me. But by the way, it's super important to get your colonoscopy, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, I think it's cool.
Sure.
So, Willie, you think you should actually physically go back to the facility?
No, or? I'm just saying that's how you do it in a sitcom.
But I mean, should he phone up the facility and say, hey, can I talk to... Rachel or whatever her name.
This is a delicate situation because you don't want to call because then you could look like a weirdo.
Plus, you're calling her at work.
Yes.
Well, you're also showing
up.
How do you
show up at work?
Yeah, showing up at work is even more.
You just go and ask whoever's working that desk, and maybe try to find out if she's even single, and find out some info about her.
Mm-hmm. Sure, snoop. That's the way to go.
That's always good because
or you can do something funny.
Really presumptuous. She goes, I don't wear my rings during the procedure because hello.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you could say, hey, by the way, I lost my Ray-Bans. Were they up my ass when you were looking in there?
So you're gonna ask her.
No, just get a good 2 weeks to 21 days to try to stalk her and find out what she's about.
Yeah, go park in the parking lot.
That's
follow
right.
her home. Mm-hmm. Couple car lengths in front of you.
Exactly. Cover car.
This is a tricky. I don't know how you
front
would do,
and follow.
It's a I have
tricky
no situation. Idea.
I honestly think I would walk in and go, hey, I'm so sorry. I know you're at work. But I wanted to, you know, I had a good time with you the other couple of weeks or whatever. I'd love to take you for coffee if you're interested. If not, no worries.
By the way, if you go out with me, I'm going to kill myself.
For what it's worth, the great singer and songwriter Kenny Loggins, I believe it was his second wife. He met her when she was giving him a High colonic.
I've had one of those.
There is not a story that has been told that you can't ruin with another story. It's amazing.
I love Kenny Loggins.
Oh, you're the one.
Many people
he had his day. Certainly,
his day continues. He's a great singer.
I don't think that's true at all.
They were trying to release him of some Loggins.
Yeah,
during that colonoscopy.
The comedian speaks.
Yeah.
Loggins. I would hope so. Let's get. Do we have another letter over there, Allie?
I do, but first I have a little reveal on this one. Whoever is giving the best advice, it'll be taken, because that was our friend Kostaki who wrote that one in.
Wait a minute. Kostaki's the one who
got the colonoscopy? Yeah.
Wants to ask out the nurse.
They had a hot colonoscopist.
Does Kostaki know that you're telling us this?
He does. I would not reveal Kostaki's private information to you guys if he asked me not to. He, yes, absolutely okay. knows we're talking about it.
I do think we should break more HIPAA laws during the segment. I think that would be fun. Medical privacy, get out of here.
He's got the easiest foot in the door.
Add some excitement.
He can just invite her to his show.
You know, they made a romantic comedy about a guy who met a woman during a colonoscopy.
Really?
Did you guys see it?
What was it called?
Along Came Polyp.
Well done, my friend.
Wow. You guys didn't watch that one?
That's a Rachel joke.
Well, Jennifer Aniston.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. That's very
Long
good.
Came polyp.
Yes, Josh, that did not get the laugh that it deserved.
It got the laugh.
We acknowledge the cleverness of it, and I was this is interesting that this is Kostaki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is like putting
he's putting himself out there.
He's putting the bum in Bumble. I guess nothing.
Well, then, since he has a little bit more of a known reputation as opposed to like just a complete stranger, and he should show up with like Starbucks coffee for the entire floor, so he looks like a super nice guy.
Well, he can only bring half the coffee. His ex is going to...
Altman, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Thank you. That way everyone likes him. Like, girl, go out with him.
Mm-hmm. This is you've got a whole scene here. A cast.
And then...
Now they're actually writing.
All of a sudden, Octavia Spencer's in it.
I'm invited to the wedding. Excellent.
That's actually
a good idea. Mm. Bring them some cookies, anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
although I'm sure that in that place, brown beverages probably aren't that popular. Oh.
Yeah. I brought you guys some brownie on second thought.
Let's go with the vanilla latte.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I feel bad for the guy who brought cornbread.
Hey, Kostaki.
Cake's not much better.
Well, Kostaki, we got to talk because there isn't a better joke writer out there. He'll be able to fix all the bars.
Yeah.
Okay, Allie Breen is our guest, and Allie is currently starring in an industrial video, but she's also a stand-up comedian. Are you working this weekend, or are you still doing your video thing?
Oh, I am working this weekend. I am at the Long Beach. I'm at the beach house in Long Beach, Long Island, with the guy, David Koechner.
Oh, he's
the
whammy guy. Sure.
Yeah, the whammy guy from Office. What is that?
Anchorman?
Sorry, I should have better. Anchorman, thank you.
I love Dave
Sunday
Koechner.
And Monday.
In fact,
he's great.
He's in my daughter's favorite movie, that camp movie.
Oh, I don't know what it's called, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He plays the head of the camp. I've seen it 10,000 times.
You know that description? I feel like I've seen it.
No, really. Willie knows it.
Maybe Allie can get a picture with Dave and send it to you to show your daughter.
That'd be great, yeah.
Oh, I will for sure. And he's also doing a night of Office trivia. So it's going to be, I think, 3 shows and 1 Office trivia.
That's fun.
Yeah, he was on The Office.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
He's a really nice guy.
Hacker, is that his name?
He did get divorced, didn't he? Wow. Yeah.
I think he's.
Yeah.
I'm
hosting Office trivia. Come on out.
I would love it.
Tell Mr. Koechner that Finn says hello.
Yes, I will. I'll get a picture for sure.
Okay. We can squeeze in one more quick letter if you've got one.
Absolutely. Dear Allie, my boyfriend gets really mad at me about stuff that I did in the past, and he'll block me on Instagram and Snapchat to punish me. Ew. Sometimes he'll even block me on his phone so I can only email him. What do I do to get him to stop?
Get out.
Yeah, break up with this guy.
Leave. And give me his info. Yeah. And I just,
yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Or I'm sure tell us all what his info is.
I'm sure you like him, and I'm sure he does have some positive qualities, but that's just get out.
No, yeah. That is.
That's a child.
You're not in seventh grade.
Right. You're dating a boy, not a man. You need a man.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Josh.
Do you have any men in mind, Josh?
No, I'm not putting myself...
It's a shame you don't work with any.
That's true.
Only Ace.
We're not men, are we? Very soft hands. Look at these.
Allie, as usual,
weak as a kitten.
Much appreciated. It's Allibreen. And
yes.
Send your love troubles to Allie, and we'll try to help. And have a great day filming.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Have you already done... Did you already do a day of this?
I did a day of it. Today's only a half day, so almost finished.
Okay. Was the harassment pretty serious in the harassment video?
All harassment
No.
is serious,
though. They try to make it very innocuous to see if people think it's okay or not, you know. And basically, the rule is that anything even slightly over the line is inappropriate.
Yeah.
So, it's very...
I was trying to think of something just slightly over the line that was inappropriate.
Like, is this a steal? We're working on steal here. That's not the only thing that's hard.
Boy, that seems way over the...
Inappropriate, Jessica. My goodness.
You know what? Here, that seems pretty tame, though. Yeah. So I guess... Actually, and a bad joke.
How about if I walk up behind you, Allie, and go...
I think that's just more odd.
Funny. Is that just odd?
Yeah. Maybe it would be something like, Allie, you look like you're really sunburned. Can I see your tan lines?
That
would
That's inappropriate.
And then follow that up with...
Now it's harassment.
Now it's harassment.
We crossed the line.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.